Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today. Welcome to another edition of the Your Community Podcast, as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and our guest is Dr. Kara Salazar. She is the Assistant Program Leader for Community Development with Purdue Extension, as well as the Sustainable Communities Extension Specialist affiliated with Illinois Indiana Sea Grant and the Purdue University Department of Forestry and Natural Resources. Once again, a very long title. I couldn't get that through in one breath, but we got your title out there. Dr. Salazar, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Your Community Podcast. Kara, you set up and develop community-based programs based on green infrastructure, hazard mitigation, parks and public spaces, land use planning. And that just is the tip of the iceberg in terms of what you're involved in. Tell us a little bit more. Give us a deeper dive, Dr. Salazar, into what you do for Purdue Extension and for communities all across Indiana.
Sure. Happy to share. Thanks for having me today. So I am a social scientist and environmental planner. And what that means is that I'm working at the intersection of applied research and practice to help communities plan for and think about a more resilient and sustainable future. I work with a lot of multidisciplinary teams. And so we're working on all those areas that you just mentioned. And what that looks like is many times we're collaborating with communities that may or may not have a professional planner on staff. So these are the small to mid-sized communities around our state. And they're interested in working on some really big, complex issues, or perhaps they have a new development that's changing their community as well. And they want us to help them think through some very complex issues and bring to them some practical, applicable solutions that we're co-developing with them.
And so, Dr. Salazar, this is something that your work is being done across all 92 counties here in Indiana. Is that right?
That's right. So a lot of the work that I do is based on different land use pressures or topics that are coming up across the state. So, for example, I'm working in the area of utility scale solar, wind, and battery storage. There's a project that I have with colleagues that's funded through the U.S. Department of Energy called the Indiana Renewable Siting through Technical Engagement and Planning Initiative. And this effort is where we're helping communities with applied research. We do education and training to help local decision makers with these land use changes and helping them think through siting these utility scale renewable energy projects.
Chatting with Dr. Kara Salazar here on the Your Community Podcast. You mentioned helping small to mid-sized communities with storm water flooding, land use uses, and land use changes, I should say. And when I read about the storm water flooding, my mind goes back to June of 2007 in central and southern Indiana, when we saw a 100-year flood across many different communities, and a lot of challenges there to prevent such a huge flood as what we saw in June of 2007. And I'm sure that's part of the work that you're doing with these communities to make sure that not only do they have the storm water flooding in a green way, but also that that they're using the best resources to make sure that if there's a large amount of rain in a short amount of time, that that we don't see the same damage of flooding that we saw back in June of 2007, Dr. Salazar.
Right. That is something that we work on. So one of the areas with a team that I collaborate with is on green infrastructure and siting these types of nature-based solutions to reduce flooding and to help all types of stormwater issues. And one of the programs that we have for this is called the Rainscaping Education Program. This program is targeted for master gardeners that have gone through Purdue Extension programs. It's also for stormwater managers, local decision makers, and others who are interested in this type of solution. And we train people on the purpose of these types of installations. And we help them through their siting, their placement, their design, and their long-term maintenance as well. So we have a very comprehensive program on training people on how to create rain gardens for their homes and their communities.
Workshops, a big part of what you do and your team with Purdue Extension in terms of educating those in these small to mid-sized communities.
Absolutely. And we do a lot of regional trainings. We also do more individualized trainings, too. We work from big to small. So really, the size of the community is something that we work all across the state with. So we do work in urban areas. We do work in rural and smaller areas as well. So, for example, going back to our Indiana RSTEP initiative, we're doing regional workshops where we're bringing together decision makers, county commissioners, planners, others interested in the different renewable energy developments that are occurring. And we're conducting bus tours so that they can see solar installations and battery storage installations. We have experts that are coming in, working with us to provide additional background and training to help with that decision-making aspect as well. And something else that we work on is we're helping plan commissioners with education and training. We have American Citizen Planner Indiana that's targeted more for lay planners or citizen planners, people who may not have the background in planning, the formal background in planning, but they're in a position or a role in their community where they're making planning decisions. And so this program is online and it's offered statewide and tailored to Indiana for planning and zoning. So really anyone could take it to learn more, but it is focused more on those who are serving on plan commissions throughout our state.
My guest is Dr. Kara Salazar with Purdue Extension and also with the Purdue Department of Forestry and Natural Resources. I would say your title once again, but once again, I don't know if I have the lung capacity to say your full title. I'll just say Dr. Salazar with Purdue Extension and Purdue Department of Forestry and Natural Resources. You mentioned in our step, the Indiana Renewable Energy Sitting Through Technical Energy and Planning Initiative. You kind of touched on that moments ago. Can you give us a little deeper dive into that particular initiative? Has it been around for a while? And tell us a little bit about some of maybe in a broad sense, some of the benefits that that initiative has brought to many of the local and mid-sized communities across the state.
Sure. So this is a three-year funded program by the U.S. Department of Energy. We started in 2024, and we're going through 2027. And this has a very large statewide collaborative initiative behind it as well. So at Purdue Extension, we are hosting it. We are the principal investigators and receive the funding. And we have about 12 partners that are working with us to do the different deliverables we outlined. And then we have a whole host of wonderful collaborators that are serving on a steering committee that we meet quarterly with them as well. And so through this effort, we've designed the regional workshops that I've mentioned. We do quarterly webinars that are focused on planning and local decision making. We're getting ready to launch a webinar series related to landowners and some of the decision making aspects they need to take into consideration as well. We just finished a needs assessment and are finishing up an ordinance inventory so that communities can look at some of the zoning considerations from others throughout the state, from other counties throughout the state. And we'll be developing several different products, so different guidebooks to help with decision making around these utility scale renewable energy developments, and some shorter types of fact sheets too. So on some of the topics that communities are interested in learning more about, like drainage and siting and site design, those are some of the things that we're looking at creating as part of this initiative too. We do have a website, an online hub that houses all of the resources that we've created, and we have also additional resources we've compiled from other extension efforts, as well as government agencies and other research-based groups. So there is a lot of really good planning and zoning and information related to renewable energy.
Fantastic. Once again, Dr. Kara Salazar with Purdue Extension and the Purdue Department of Forestry and Natural Resources, among other things. And Dr. Salazar, we're going to touch upon another initiative that you have been a part of here shortly, but we're going to take a quick break and come back here in just moments as we continue our conversation with Dr. Kara Salazar. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and you're watching and listening to the Your Community Podcast.
Show your support for Indiana FFA by attending the Blue and Gold Gala. It's Saturday, February 28th at the Barn at Bay Horse Inn in Greenwood. The evening begins with a cocktail reception and silent auction at 5, dinner at 6, and a live auction to cap off the night. All proceeds benefit Indiana FFA. Join us as we support ag education and career development for Indiana's next generation of ag leaders. For more information and to reserve your seats, visit innffa.org.
Welcome back to the Your Community Podcast. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today. We're chatting today with Dr. Kara Salazar. She's with Purdue Extension and the Purdue Department of Forestry and Natural Resources. And we're talking about using green energy, renewable energy, that sort of thing, bringing that to small and mid-sized communities all across Indiana's 92 counties. And earlier you talked about the NRSTEP initiative, but I want to chat about another initiative as well. It's called, and correct me if I get this wrong, the Midwest Agrivoltaics for Resilient Communities Initiative. Did I say that correctly, Dr. Salazar?
You did. And we are okay. Now calling it MARC for short. So this
Very
is
nice.
It's a little easier to say, right? So this is a new initiative that another collaborative team has been developing at Purdue, and this is funded through the National Science Foundation. We're working to launch an agrivoltaics incubator, and the focus is to enhance economic and energy resilience of rural communities across Indiana, and of course, focusing on how we can support others in the Midwest as well. We're focusing on agrivoltaics, which is the dual use of agriculture and around solar panels, and we're interested in different types of cropping and grazing systems. We're also interested in looking at different types of microgrids and how that connects to community resilience and different types of economic aspects as well as markets. And so we're developing a lot of applied research efforts and tools to support farmers and local decision makers. We're launching that now with a series of focus groups around the state to get more information. And we'll have several different products at the end of a two-year effort, and then we're building into a larger effort as well. One of the exciting things that's bridging both of these efforts is from the Indiana RSTEP and this MARC effort is we're going to launch and host and another iteration of our Purdue Extension Indiana Land Use Summit. We've done this for several years, and it's typically an every other year effort. We'll be hosting another one in the fall of 2027. The date is to be determined, but we'll be highlighting some additional research and resources for communities related to utility scale renewable energy development. So focusing on supporting local decision makers and planners, and also focusing on supporting agrivoltaics and communities. And so thinking through some of the opportunities, challenges, and resources and tools that communities need to help make these decisions, and also bringing in landowners and agricultural producers into these conversations in addition to utilities.
That's fantastic. Dr. Kara Salazar with Purdue Extension and Purdue's Department of Forestry and Natural Resources here on the Your Community Podcast. And with the MARC initiative, the RSTEP initiative, do you have any specific examples of a program or having put those programs into place in a general sense, I should say, Any examples that you can share in terms of success from either one of those initiatives?
What we're seeing is that communities need trusted information and resources, and Purdue Extension is one of those outlets for trusted information and resources. And so we're providing this applied research and information to help communities make decisions about these land use changes that they need support around. So many times folks making these decisions don't have some of the background and training that you can't be experts in everything. So bringing together folks that they trust, information that they know they can use, is where we're providing that support and help. We're also helping communities come together to bring together multiple perspectives so that we can help foster shared visions and trust, which is essential for long-term planning. And we are helping communities think through these things through different approaches. So as I mentioned, we do focus groups, interviews, surveys, we do workshops, so multiple methods in bringing communities together to bring those perspectives, as well as bringing together what that shared vision could be. Ultimately, we're wanting communities to plan based on what their local needs and priorities are, and we help them get to the place where they want to be as well.
If someone is watching, let's say they happen to be the planning director for a specific town, community, county, city, they want to get in touch with you. Maybe they have some questions. Maybe they want to put some of those practices that you've discussed into place and using some of those initiatives. How's the best way that someone can get a hold of you and your team at Purdue?
We are happy to make connections with communities across the state. We do have a lot of information on our website. Through our Purdue Extension Community Development website, we have a community planning area that has a whole host of descriptions of our programs. We also have specific websites for our Indiana RSTEP initiative and for the Midwest Agrivoltaics for Resilient Communities effort. As I mentioned, RSTEP has a lot of resources that people can look at, and we do have really great calendar information about upcoming events. And so if people are interested in a workshop, a webinar, they can learn more about that and how to register too.
Is there anything rather that I forgot to ask or you'd like to include as part of our conversation here today on the Your Community Podcast?
Well, I really appreciate being a part of this. Community development, and particularly the community planning programs that we do at Purdue, does touch all aspects of our state. And so helping communities get access to the resources to help them plan in better ways and in ways that are helpful for their efforts and initiatives are really important to us. So we're happy to spread the word and hope that we get some more information out there for them too.
Once again, Dr. Kara Zalazar with Purdue Extension. Let me try the title one more time, if you don't mind here. Assistant Program Leader for Community Development with Purdue Extension, Sustainable Communities Extension Specialist affiliated with Illinois Indiana Sea Grant and the Purdue University Department of Forestry and Natural Resources. Did I get it correct there that time, Dr. Zalazar? Fantastic. And we'll have more information about your work and these particular initiatives at HoosierAgToday.com as well. Dr. Kara Zalazar, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Hoosier Ag Today, Your Community Podcast. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for joining us here on the Your Community Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Your Community Podcast.